So welcome back, and I hope you have successfully created a project on Xamarin Studio. So first of all, we are going to study what is inside the project. So when I see the solution tab, I'm able to see all of the files that I am having in the project. First of all, it has solution, and solution has a project. For now, it has currently two projects. The number one is the name of the project we're having, the current, the main project, and the second one is the UI test. You can, create some test projects, and you can create some tests for your current project, I would say. So now, then you're having some references, and in the references you have system, system.core, system.xml, and the xamarin.ios that is converted into C#. What it actually does is that it converts the C# code into Objective-C, the native code, and native code backward to the C#. Then it has some components, so you can add a lot of components. For example, one of the component may be JSON.NET for parsing JSON, and a lot of components that are available on the component store. After that, you can also include some packages. For example, one of the packages already installed and added here, that is xamarin.testcloud.agent. If you want to use the test cloud and want to test on the cloud devices provided by Xamarin, you can use the test cloud agent. And after that, I would say that there are resources, and the resources you have images and a lot of things. That also includes the launchscreen.xib. XIB file, I would say, is basically the user interface file, and it is a single file used, so whenever you're coordinating with some other people who are developing for iOS, you have a team and you want to develop different user interfaces and different functionalities, so XIB file is recommended. Because the second file that is for user interface, that is main the storyboard, and the storyboard contains a lot of layouts. Currently it's having one of the layout, we will discuss that later on, but for now I would just like to tell that XIB file is, you can see kind of that this current controller you see, that is a single XIB in very simple words. And if I just go towards main storyboard or the storyboard can contain a lot of controllers. So in storyboard, you can create a complete flow of your application. But if you are developing in a team, again, I'm saying you need to have XIB files. After that, you have appdelegate.cs, and appdelegate.cs, that is, you, if you are a Windows developer, you can call it as main, the main of the application, where you have all of the application events. Number one, like resign, on resign activation, did enter background, will enter foreground, is activated, will terminate. So all of the application lifecycle events happen here. So this can be used for a lot of processes that includes the lifecycle events. And after that, you have enlightenments.plst. That includes a lot of services that you want to include, that may be a VPN, that may be a passbook, that may be iCloud integration. And after that, you have info.plst. So all of your project information is included in info.plst, where application name is there, bundle identifier, version, devices, target, and a lot of things. Even you can include the logos and the different images as well, the artwork you want to include for the iTunes. So you can include all the things here in info.plst. Whereas if you just go to main.cs, what it actually does is that it just creates a UI application.main, and it passes some arguments here and has some few more arguments to just pass. And here app delegate you'd see is the file name that is it is passing to the UI application. So what happens is that it passes the main of the page that is more likely called app.xaml in Windows Phone and Windows Store application. So you can have a different app delegate file. You can include your own file and include that file here. So this is kind of flow of Xamarin iOS applications. So next you're having is main.storyboard. We will discuss that in detail in later tutorials. But for now, I would just like to dive into the package.config. It has some configurations for the package. It tells you the XML version encoding UTF-8. And it tells all of the packages that are included in your application. After that, you have a view controller. And that is quite interesting thing. How is that interesting? Let me tell you. If I dive into the main storyboard, I can see there is only one screen visible. And the only screen that is visible, sorry for that. The only screen that is visible is a view controller. So basically, the iOS applications, they work in the MVC pattern, the model view controller. So here I have a view controller, and now here I have a viewcontroller.cs file, a backend file of that view controller. So what actually happens is that if I tell you in a very simple words, that is that this view controller is connected with the backend file, which is viewcontroller.cs, which indirectly or directly means that the number of view controllers would be equal to the number of backend files it is having. And for each of the view controller, you have to include a backend file, just like you're having mainpage.xaml and mainpage.xaml.cs. So the CS is the background file, whereas XAML is the front-end file for Windows. If I just go for WPF for Windows Store or Windows Phone. So you can have an analogy from that as well. So viewcontroller file currently has view.read.load, and in view.read.load what happens is that when the view is loaded, so this is the one method that triggers. After that, you have read/receive memory warning. So iOS is really cheeky in the memory management, and sometimes you have to do it manually. You have to just throw the resource to the garbage, because most of the native applications right now are developed in Objective-C, and you have to do the garbage collection and all of that management. So read/receive memory warning is the method that is used when your application exceeds the memory of the allocated memory, I would say. So this was a brief introduction about what's in the project, and in the next tutorial we are just going to discuss about the main storyboard and how you can utilize the storyboard, how you can include a very simple controls like button on your screen, and how you can trigger an event from that. So for that, just stay in touch and see you next time.